Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here with another Andor TV Talk. Okay, so maybe I was a little overzealous last week when I was like, there was going to be this massive, you know, operations heading out here, there, and everywhere. And also, on the topic of me being wrong about things, or at least me misunderstanding things, why did I think, I feel stupid here, why did I think that they were literally going to sell, like steal pay records, like just a list of everybody who's getting paid by the Empire, as opposed to, I guess, their gold? Like, I mean, that's what we got, right? Like, it was a massive vault heist where they, like, literally took all the money, like, the Imperial, they robbed the Imperial vault. It's pretty awesome. I don't know why that never registered with me. I kind of feel like an idiot. It's pretty awesome. I mean, it was really very well executed. Great heist film that essentially we got this week with, you know, the team coming together. You know, we knew going in, I think they all knew going in, that not all of them would be walking away from this. And I think when it comes to Cassian, we've been, you know, kind of wired to understand that Cassian is not going to walk away with all of his friends intact. In fact, his ultimate fate, as we know, spoilers, is that he won't be walking away with himself intact. So one way or the other, you know, we know that he's going to survive, but the safe bet that not everybody will. And man, they lost a bunch of folks here. For one thing, there was that dude that was like, oh, this guy's, he's got a treasure and we can't trust him. And continue out, actually throughout the entire team, everybody's talking about, we can't trust you because you're a hired gun. And maybe this is why, like, I feel even more stupid for not, like, registering that they're about to rob a vault. But of course, like, if you've got somebody who's getting paid to do a job to steal more money than they're being paid, well, then how can you trust him not to just take the money and run, right? I mean, like, I get it now. I think, like, I couldn't quite get it as much before, and I thought it was more of like, we're high and mighty because, you know, we hate the Empire and we've got ideals and you don't have ideals and so we don't like you, as opposed to like, oh, no, we literally can't trust you because you're here collecting a paycheck to get something that's more money than the paycheck that you're getting paid. I get it. I understand. But we see that when he is offered the opportunity to split the cash and run, he takes the path of not doing that, just getting what he agreed to and moving on with his life. He doesn't want any additional trouble. But at the same time, we also see he is not, you know, he's very much willing to shoot first. We actually get a chance to see that handgun, the Dash Rendar gun in action. So that was also kind of fun. No, wait, not Dash Rendar. I keep saying Dash Rendar. Kyle Katarn. It's Kyle Katarn's gun. Yes, that one in action. I love the way that we got a chance to see the exploration of this people on this planet. The Empire has come in. They've colonized the planet. They've, like, established these garrisons. They have such little regard for the indigenous folks of this planet. They talk about that. They talk down to them. It's not like they have any culture. But we see very specifically they have a very rich culture. They spend so little time with the people from this planet, and yet instantly, visually, we see they're deeply religious. They have some sort of, you know, deep tie with either space or stars or otherwise. If you look at their clothing, yes, they've got kind of shepherd garb, but they also have all these different kind of, you know, ornamental aspects of their costume that communicate so much more to what their culture is. The Empire has no love of this. They have no desire to know this. They want to just kind of put these people down and get them on hand to use them when it comes time to, you know, do some more mining or what have you. That I don't think they ever actually fully explain what the phenomenon that we're seeing is. I mean, I'm assuming that it's some sort of meteor shower or kind of, you know, comet system that kind of comes around once every several years on this planet. And it was gorgeous. And it was amazing to actually see, you know, that kind of in the background, how our rebel friends here decided to use that as the opportunity to sneak in because they knew everyone would be looking up to the sky. Like, even the Empire that doesn't care about these people have to admit the beauty of this phenomenon that's going on, and thus they're able to sneak right in. We also see the mindset of those on the team that used to be Imperials and how they very much are kind of operating on a mindset of penance. The one guy that was, you know, even still in his role when they capture the dude and he's like, oh, you'll hang for this. And he's like, yeah, I worked for you for 7 years. I deserved much worse than that. It's like, whoa. Yeah. I mean, like, you see the way in which they are like gung ho for the cause. They are here, not just because they want to liberate, you know, the earth, the world, the planet, not just because they've lost people, but also because they recognize, you know, the part that they played in the Imperial War machine. And so I think one of the benefits of this series thus far has been really unpacking these individuals who are connected to this early rebellion and what kind of makes them tick and where their mindsets are. Interestingly enough, though, for a series called Andor, we don't actually spend much time with Cassian. We don't really get a chance to know him. He's essentially just us. Like, we are Cassian. We are kind of walking through this world through his eyes, engaging with these other characters through his experiences. But we're not really getting a chance to get to know him all that much, which is kind of interesting. It's almost like a reverse Book of Boba Fett, where I felt we almost like spent way too much time with Boba Fett. And yet here we are now, and we're getting, like, you know, a very much an ensemble look into these various rebels. I mean, it's essentially Rogue One, right? Like, it's Rogue One, except now Cassian is kind of our, well, again, he's us. Like, we are Cassian. We are Andor. This week, we didn't spend very much time at all on Coruscant, although I'm very much looking forward to seeing how Skarsgård and Mon Mothma are dealing with the aftermath of this big hit. When we see Mon Mothma in the Senate, it's interesting because she's given this speech and, like, to a practically empty room, which is very reminiscent of, you know, kind of what we see a lot of times in our own governmental system here in the United States. But it's not just because there is some disenfranchised senators from all around the galaxy. It's because everybody's attention is being pulled away from what she's saying because of the events that are occurring. So it's interesting because we know, I believe, at this point that there have been rebel cells doing kind of attacks across the Empire, across the galaxy. One imagines it's not fully organized at this point. Or maybe it is. I don't know. We haven't quite gotten the clarification there. But regardless, this is different. This is big. And I think it's because it hits them right in the money. And that must be why, for, you know, this big one bright shining moment, everybody in the Empire is forced to stop and look at what is going on in the rebellion. That's my new assumption as to what the strategy was behind this hit. I'm sure we will get a lot more Coruscant next week, given that, you know, the action, the hit has been made. Next week is going to be really about the fallout. And what does that mean politically? What does that mean structurally for the Empire? And really, you know, by extension, what does that mean for the rebellion as a whole? I'm looking forward to seeing where they go with it. I'd love to hear your thoughts, your theories, and otherwise. Head over to tvtalk.fm to find all of our contact information and more. Use the hashtag AndorTVTalk on Twitter. Let me know what your thoughts are there. That's going to do it for me for this week. But don't worry, I'll be back in a flash.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.